at a little backroom gallery on the outskirts of the city. A couple dozen artsy types have gathered around to gawk at other people's relationships.
Diaries from teenagers, we have adult journals, sonnets, a note from a secret admirer, emails, sex messages.
This is Manda Moran. She is the curator of the show here at Detroit Contemporary. And she says the show is what happens when you get 30 Detroit artists to send in something from their own love lives. There weren't a lot of rules, which is why you have a very diverse show here. On one wall, it's filled with prison letters that have a lot of longing in them. They're written on little scraps of paper, and they're framed with these tiny doodles of two people in a boat that are meant to be, obviously, the author and the person he's writing to. And then on the other side of the gallery, you have the least sexy sex message of all time. Don't worry, this part is PG. It's basically a guy sending a text message that says, "I would be into that." Long pause. Then he sends another text message that says, "Would you be into that?" There's no reply, amazingly. Moran says the point of all of this stuff is that everybody has weird personal secret stuff like this. Messages where we just press send the moment we're feeling lonely or infatuated. Or in the case of one email chain in this show, that feeling when the amazing guy you meet at the party ends up to be a raging destructive alcoholic and he emails to basically say, "Sorry, I'm not sorry." Moran says all of this is meant to make you feel like, oh yeah, I have been there.
I was kind of looking through my entire love life in emails and text messages, and there were things I was like, I don't think I'm okay with sharing this. I don't like how this is painting me, you know? But I kind of like that too. It's like we're all assholes at some point, you know? And we all are gonna be, and we all, it's what happens.
However, I do run into one artist who says he couldn't do it. He says Moran asked him to send in a love letter, he thought about it, and he just couldn't make himself do it.
I just have a huge folder of, like, years and years of letters back and forth from, like, a really early girlfriend that I married who's now my ex.
This is Ian Saylor. He's a musician and he works at a recording studio in Royal Oak. And he says he could not make himself go downstairs to his basement where he has this folder filled with letters from his ex. He says the letters span more than 20 years. They start when he was 12.
It was poems. It was just nonsense sometimes. It was probably rhymes. I was probably trying to rap at that point. So there could have been some sweet rhymes in there.
So I asked Saylor why he started saving all of these letters when he was so young.
At a certain point when I was around the same age, I found a huge box of letters in my basement that are like my dad and mom when he was in Vietnam writing stuff. So it just kind of made sense.
Somehow, reading all of these love letters or breakup letters or just meme letters makes you feel very comforted. Because it reminds you that the feelings that are the most personal and intimate, our crushes, our heartbreaks, our tiny rejections, and our big defining loves, that these are actually the most universal feelings. Again, curator Manda Moran.
I kind of like the simplicity of expressing, not necessarily romantic love, but gratitude. Letting someone know how you feel in the written form, I think, is a really beautiful thing.
So whether your Valentine's was a handwritten poem or a $4 Hallmark card or just a friendly text message saying Valentine's Day is the worst day ever, you might want to think about holding on to it. I'm Kate Wells, Michigan Radio News.